This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And you need to know there's good news in this passage. It's in the 24th chapter, the 7th verse, if we can bring that up. The last verse we read, it says this, "I will give them a heart to know me," God says. I love that. "That I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart." I want to close with a story that kind of capsulizes this whole idea of our capacity to do things that are wrong, and we need to know it. Most of you are familiar with Rick Warren, who preaches out in California. He wrote the book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Probably more people have read that book than any other Christian book out there, and I really mean that. But you don't hear much about Kay Warren. That's Rick's wife. She wrote an article with this title. What a great title. The Only Hope for Monsters. The Only Hope for Monsters, an article in Christianity Today. She writes about being in Rwanda in Africa. "The first time I visited Rwanda, I went looking for monsters, albeit a different category of monster, not the kind relegated to B-movies. I had heard about the genocide that had left 1 million people dead in Rwanda, tortured and viciously murdered, and somehow I thought it would be easy to spot the perpetrators. I naively assumed that I would be able to look men and women in the eyes in Rwanda and tell if they had been involved. I was so full of self-righteous judgment. What I found left me puzzled, confused, and ultimately frightened. Instead of finding leering, menacing creatures, I met men and women who looked and behaved a lot like me. They took care of their families, went to work, chatted with their neighbors, laughed, cried, prayed, and went to church. Where were the monsters? Where were the evildoers capable of murdering 1 million people? Slowly, with a deepening sense of dread, I understood the truth. There were no monsters in Rwanda, just people like you and me. Before that trip, I can't tell you the number of times I reacted to evil that I read about or witnessed by saying, I would never do that. I would never do that. But thousands of years of bloody human history proved differently. 54 years of my own history proved differently. We're all proficient in our ability to conceive, plan, and execute evil. Of course, we don't call it evil when we're the ones doing it. Isn't that interesting? We don't call it evil when we're the ones doing it. But it is. As one writer observed, there's hardly a man or woman clever enough to recognize the full extent of the evil they do. Listen to that again. There is hardly a man or woman clever enough to recognize the full extent of the evil they do. You might as well face the shameful truth that you and I, put in the right situation, can do things we would never do. We would say things we would never say in the right situation. We would think things we would never think given the right circumstances. She says this, "I'm capable of any sin. I've grown more afraid of the monster lurking in the dark corners of my soul than the monster, any monster lurking in the dark corners of my house. I've grown more afraid of the monster lurking in the dark corners of my soul than any monster lurking in the dark corners of my house." What's the message today? Simply this. Jeremiah says the heart's deceitful above all things. You can't trust your own heart. You can't trust your own heart ultimately. You have to trust Christ. And the answer is not to say, God, change me. Help me to be a better man, a better husband, a better wife, a better mother, to be a better person. We need to say, Lord, give me a new heart because you are the one who can do it. Well, my friend, is it your prayer today that God give you a new heart? You've been praying for change for years. What you need is a new heart. He can do it. He's God. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.